Welcome to episode 284 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. James 1 verse 21. Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. God's word, implanted within us, has the power to save our souls. Life-changing, destiny-determining. Each Thursday, we share with you verses for your reflection and edification from the book under study. Check out our website for our recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 9 passages from the book of James. James 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. To really understand this verse, we have to consider the context. Let's continue beyond verse 2 to verses 3 to 4. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Notice the progression. Faith, testing, patience. Other versions say steadfastness or perseverance. Then perfection. James begins with faith because that is the foundation of all true Christian experience. He then says we need trials to test the genuineness of our faith. Last, James states that trials can teach us perseverance so that eventually we will not be caught by surprise and be overcome by them. God's goal for us is that we may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. The language could not be loftier. The word perfect means spiritual maturity, while complete refers to wholeness in every way. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. We can draw closer to God by leaning on the Spirit to help us overcome temptation. There's a crown of life waiting for us. James 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Faith may come by hearing, but that faith is proven by doing. James 1, verse 26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. In the next verse, verse 27, James contrasts worthless religion with pure and undefiled religion. The latter happens when believers take care of the less fortunate and strive for personal purity. However, we negate any religious claim and nullify any religious action if we allow our tongues to get the better of us. James 2 verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. As much as you can have a body with no life, aka a corpse, so you can have a faith with no life, a dead faith, unable to save. James 4 verse 7. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This promise is followed by another. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Submit and draw near. That's the key for us as Christians. James 4, verse 17. Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. A sober warning. James 5, verse 16. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. The righteous man is one who recognizes the grounds of his righteousness reside in Jesus and whose personal walk is generally consistent with the righteousness that he has in Jesus. Here are 9 more passages that did not make the list on our website that gives us a total of 18 for the book. James 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. It may seem odd that James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, who thinks he or she has enough wisdom to begin with? Solomon, for instance, recognizing his need, humbly asked for an understanding heart to discern between good and bad. Later he wrote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Both Proverbs and James describe wisdom as something very practical, not what we know, but how we live. Plato said, "Wise men talk because they have something to say. Fools, because they would like to say something." In other words, we can have all the knowledge the world offers, but lack true wisdom. Of course, because God is the source of all true wisdom, we gain wisdom most by listening to Him, reading His Word, and spending thoughtful time contemplating the life of Christ, who became for us wisdom from God. By learning to reflect the character of Christ in our own lives, we live out the truth as it is in Jesus. That is true wisdom. James 1, verse 17. "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." God's goodness is constant. There is no variation with Him. Instead of shadows, God is the Father of lights. The fact that there is no shadow of turning from thee leads the songwriter to declare about God, "Great is thy faithfulness." James 1, verse 19. "My brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. This is an example of wisdom, not what we know, but how we live." James 2, verses 17 to 18. "In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do.' God, give me a living faith." James 3, verse 5. "Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. That which is little can cause great damage." James 4, verses 3 to 4. "And when you do ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may squander it on your pleasures. You adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God." I want to be a friend of God, not a friend of the world. James 4, verse 6. "And he gives grace generously. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." We need to be even more humble. James 4, verse 14. "Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. A vapor is a fine mist, like fog. It quickly burns away when the sun comes up. It has no substance and leaves nothing behind." Comparing our lives to a vapor illustrates how fleeting our days on this earth are. James 5, verses 13 to 15. "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven." We can lean on each other and support one another through our prayer and praise. There we have it, 18 passages from the book of James. But besides these verses that we've highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. Help us to read more, to grow more, and to encourage others based on that which we learn. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.